I apologize. Seem to have arrived home with items in my bag from your house. There's cutlery, a tablecloth, some Hennessy, and a book on presidents deceased.
All right, welcome to season two, episode two of season two of Something Ridiculous This Way Comes. I'm
Volume
Stephen.
One.
I'm Stephen Saucier.
And I'm Zane Hall.
And we're here to serve you up a nice hot platter of ridiculous.
Yep.
So, we were actually speaking about, biodiesel earlier.
Right. It's good stuff.
You explain the concept of biodiesel really quickly.
Okay.
And then I have something to say after that.
Biodiesel is not, it's not
where the mine
like waste vegetable oil that you pick up at McDonald's for free. There's a process to it. A lot of people think it's like taking cooking oil from Captain D's and putting it straight in your gas tank, and that's gonna fuck shit up bad, really bad. It's like, hey, why am I only getting 3 miles to the gallon and now I'm stopped? Oh wait, there's a French fry in the carburetor. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Or like, oh, it's a bit of steak lodged in the you get the idea. Anyway.
I think, yeah, one example is enough.
Yeah. Just leave it at one there.
So, what's the process?
Oh, you, take oil, add dangerous chemicals, keep it away from your eyes, and, mix it, let it sit, wash it, use it. I mean, you can literally run it for, like, dollar a gallon.
The thing that we said earlier, that I said, and then you said
about the methyl hydroxide?
No, not that. I said it's even eco-ier and friendlier.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, people say eco-friendly, like, they just throw the word around a lot. Like,
it's starting to lose meaning.
Right. I mean, eco-friendly, well, let's put this on a scale of, like, 0 to 10. 0 is, like, I'm burning tires in my backyard and, like, burning, like, medical waste or something, you know? Like, I could go to the hospital, steal all the used needles, and throw them in a bonfire every Wednesday.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be very eco-friendly. That's, like the polar opposite.
That's a 0. I mean, that's, like, bitch-slapping nature.
In the mouth. With your dick.
Exactly. Then there's, like, gas, which is, like, cheap shot. In the jaw. While nature is, like, taking a piss or something.
But, biodiesel, or, like we were speaking about, the cars that run off, you could run a car off of water.
Right.
I mean, if you ran a car off water, that would be, like,
a 10. Because you're off, like, your waste is pure oxygen. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like telling nature, hey man, you can just sleep on my couch for like a couple weeks. That's eco-friendly. A good friend will let you sleep on the couch for a couple weeks and watch the Netflix.
Exactly. That's like, eco-friendly.
Dude, you want some eggs? I'm making breakfast. There you go. That's eco-friendly. Not like, oh, our Windex uses, or no, shit.
What?
Our window cleaner uses 80% less ammonia, and I'm like, well, fucking shit.
That doesn't mean anything.
No, it's still made out of chemicals. It's still got some ammonia in it. Yeah. I mean, it's like salt in the earth, man.
Ooh, interesting topic. Mm-hmm. You said ammonia. That reminded me of something.
Mixing bleach and ammonia?
No, that's a terrible idea.
Don't do that.
People say, you know, like, most people, the general consensus is that, like, if you asked normal person on the street, what's worse for you, smoking a cigarette with a filter or smoking a cigarette without a filter, they'll say without a filter.
I would just say smoking a cigarette.
Because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Yeah.
But the actual filters on cigarettes
mm-hmm.
have ammonia in them.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you light that, you're inhaling ammonia. That's really fucking bad for you.
Okay.
I mean, but so a filterless cigarette with no filter, it's not as bad for you. Mm-hmm. Granted, it's not going to stop you from getting lung cancer or, you know, having to get a trach ring when you're 52. But
you think kids our age want to gauge them out. In it,
and so it's a little bit better for you.
I mean, like, kids our age, when we hit 50 and they start getting, like, tracheotomies, they want to gauge them out. Think about it.
I can totally see that happening.
Think about it, man. You get a tattoo around it like a black sun or some shit. Anyway.
True. That's so great.
True. And like your big tobacco companies usually have an agenda. They have something that they want to get across. And like usually when they're making their filters, they put something cheap in them.
True.
Like ammonia. I mean, there are people that are like RYO, like Roll Your Own, that are into rolling their own cigarettes, growing their own tobacco. You can buy filters, buy like tubes with 100% natural, no chemical filters.
Yeah, but I mean, the filters themselves don't really do a lot.
Yeah, they do. You ever look at a filter? Next time you smoke a cigarette, take a filter off.
They get some of the tar out of it.
Yeah, take a knife, cut it in half. Cut the filter off and then cut it in half and look at just...
Oh, I know, but what I'm saying is that's like... Imagine all the filters don't catch.
But they're doing something.
Like 10% of the tar that's going into your lungs.
It's like a catalytic converter on a car. Yeah, they're expensive and they're kind of fucking a pain in the ass to fix, but the platinum beads in there are picking up a lot of the shit that's coming out of your car.
You just lost me. I don't even know what that...
Catalytic converter?
Yeah, what is that?
It runs... It's in between your engine and the end of the exhaust pipe. And what it does is it takes harmful...
Doesn't matter. New topic.
Man, fuck you, Steven.
Sorry. Fuck you. You had me really confused.
It scrubs chemicals out of your exhaust.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right, it takes all the bad, hurdy things that get in your lungs.
I'm not a fucking toddler.
And it stores it in this box full of beads, shiny beads.
I understand. By the way, pardon me, guys. I'm a little sick. And Zane's just a little, well, I was going to say crazy, but it's like your everyday garden variety Zane.
Yeah.
So, let's see.
I'm not a toddler.
I'm not a fucking toddler.
I was like, this is just breaking it down. I mean, I wasn't going to get too scientific, I guess. So, I don't know.
So this season, I'm going to give you guys a heads up and a probably very well-warranted statement, which is that we will not have any three-hour digressions.
On whether tomatoes are actually a member of the animal family. Or of the furniture variety.
No. We will not have any three-hour digressions on why Tupac is not gangster this time.
I think Tupac's pretty gangster.
Right? I agree, but the thing with Anthony, he wouldn't shut up about that. But, let's see here. So the topic I'd like to discuss with you, sir,
mm-hmm.
is what's been going on in your country lately? Let's hear about let's hear what's been going on in your country.
If I knew you were calling me long distance for this bullshit, that would not have come.
What? Long distance. But you're right here.
I had to come here from somewhere.
From your house.
In my country.
And with that in mind, bring you to the new segment of In My Country.
My friend Vladimir Putin. He has a new action comic series.
You're friends with him?
Yes.
All right, cool.
I thought maybe you knew this. I guess.
How'd you meet him?
KGB.
What?
I cannot say any more than that. You will hunt me down. I've seen it happen. I've seen many a good man turn into...
pile of ash?
Yes, or powder, or pulp, or...
What? How can a man turn into a pile of pulp?
Use your imagination. Putin did.
Isn't a man made out of fruit?
No, like wood pulp. He has grains in him.
A man made out of wood?
No, the man was made out of man. Out of flesh and bones. And then he was turned into a fine pulp that you could make paper out of.
Oh, I understand.
Or...
I don't understand.
Or fish flakes. Have you ever seen The District 9.5?
That was a terrible movie, by the way.
It was an amazing movie. Aliens conquer world, and Vladimir Putin stops them.
You liked that movie?
Did you? This is talking about District 9.5.
I haven't seen that, no.
Oh, it was a great Russian nationalist film.
Have you seen District 9?
What in hell is that?
It's an American movie that... sucked terribly.
All of your American movies are about one thing, and that is the tits and ass.
No,
which I like. I like a good American pornography, but...
Pornography?
This is what you call it, yes?
Pornography, actually, is the correct pronunciation.
You know, couch, tomato is all the same thing. I sit
couch
on your,
and tomatoes?
I sit on your tomato, and I slice your couch to make bacon lettuce cheese sandwich.
You are really confusing me now. Let's see here. So, what is the newest problem in your country, sir?
I do not wish to mention it, for it is so horrific. But I will tell you anyway.
Or we don't have a segment.
Like, they have taken your Atlantic sea bass and mixed it with velociraptor eggs.
Wow.
Yes.
What is... Okay, and what's the outcome? What is the... What do you call the new product?
Terrible, horrible monstrosity of God's evil nature.
God.
We put the two in a sack for 3 months, and out came a baby. We named it Harold and kept it clean and safe like a baby. We swaddle it like Jesus.
How do you swaddle something?
With a cloth. You wrap very tight so they cannot move or cry.
So you wrap it around their face, too.
No, we use three-hole ski mask for that.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, funny story about ski mask. I mean, it is more known for the burglar than the actual alpine skier, yes? Why not call it burglar mask?
Because its original intention was to be a ski mask.
If I wear one of these on the slopes, I will be accused of robbery.
Probably not.
I will have to test this hypothesis.
Hypothesis?
Hypo meaning big, thesis meaning question.
My laughter is still the loudest thing on these tracks.
I have noticed either I am not very loud or your microphone does not like Russians.
I probably have a racist microphone. On the topic of racism, today is not Martin Luther King Day.
Just like 365, 4 days in the year.
What?
Today is just like all the other days except Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is not Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
You're right, it's not. But, okay. So, let's turn this into a bit of a deep combo here.
Okay. I need this silly accent.
Yeah, you can cut
it. Bye-bye, everybody.
And back to Mr. Zane here.
Hello.
Zane, the nihilist, the concept of nihilism is that nothing has any intrinsic value, correct? Basically.
That's what nihilism is.
So, what is your thoughts on nihilism? I mean, expound what your thoughts are on nihilism. Like, do you lean towards nihilism, away from it, reasons why?
I hate that. I mean, I'm not a nihilist, I think.
I mean, like, last time I checked with you, you were an existentialist.
Exactly. People get the two confused, they, like, lump them together. Nihilism, yeah, like you said, is the school of thought that basically, like, nothing has no meaning. And nothing has any meaning.
Kind of like, you know, people say, everything happens for a reason.
Fuck no, it doesn't.
It doesn't. The universe is chaos.
The universe is a big fucking accident, dude. It's like this big Russian stacking doll of accidents.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah, because there are universes inside of our universe, and there are universes outside of our universe.
You know what's interesting
to me? We bump into each other and bruise each other.
They've found that, like, they as in scientists.
The evil scientists.
Scientists have yet to find an end to, like, universes and galaxies. Like, it's infinite.
Our universe?
No, not ours.
Outside of our universe.
I'm saying there's others beyond ours.
Oh, yeah. That's
they continue and continue.
Yeah.
Infinitely, basically.
Yeah.
So, on that topic, we're going to divulge into religion for a moment.
We didn't even cover nihilism.
Oh, true.
I'm not a nihilist. I don't like it. I mean, if you are, that's fine. More power to you.
Well, you just said that nothing happens, like, things don't happen for a reason, so isn't it?
I mean, as far as things having intrinsic value, you things have the value that you assign to them, and it's a very personal kind of...
Well, yeah, I agree with you.
...thing. I mean, that's value. I mean, what value does something have?
We're starting to sound a lot like NPR.
Let's take a break for some inaccessible jazz. Later we'll have Car Talk, and then the Diane Rehm Show.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and for the next 47 minutes and 22 seconds, we have two Berkeley Trust Fund students have put together a sample field recording of an instrument known as a... let's see here. Yeah, that's the correct pronunciation. But it can only be played if you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who've been killed by a landmine.
That's the point where I turn off the radio.
Yeah, that's when we just all turn off NPR and don't send them any money whatsoever.
Do you have a car, truck, or boat that you'd like to donate? Bitch, no. I have relatives that can use that shit.
You have relatives?
Metaphorically speaking. Anyway, religion.
You're kind of... Oh, yeah, religion. Mm. I was going to say, on the topic of religion.
It's like, yeah, I'm a creationist. I believe that man created God. There you go.
Yeah. Your basic existentialism.
Yeah, we created God, the church... uses God like this big tool.
I was about to say,
hammer, like a
to basically control society and like keep a Dremel, them in line,
kind of like a Dremel, and it kind of just grinds down people and keeps them poor and keeps them unhappy, keeps them hoping,
keeps them basically slaves to their government. Anyone who's in power over them. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, if you look at the most, I think this is interesting. If you look at the most basic, most underdeveloped societies, like currently, not like, you know, down through history, which we could get into that too, but if you look at the most underdeveloped societies now, they're very, very, very religious or you know, superstitious. But if you look at the most evolved, if you will, nations and societies, they tend to lose the religion and the superstitions. For example, England is mostly atheist. A lot of them won't, you know, say that they're atheist, but they'll go by, for example, I knew a girl, I went to college with a girl who was from England, and she said that in England, how it works essentially is that your religion... Most people are atheists, but when you ask them, what is your religion, they'll say, you know, Christian, Catholic, or, you know, whatever. And basically, it's what they say when they say, I'm a Christian, or I'm this or that, they're saying that's the religion of their ancestors. That doesn't mean necessarily that they believe it. So I found that to be very interesting. But also, I think there's an inverse relation between being religious and being intellectual, because if you look at scientists, for example, like any large gathering of scientists, and you, what is it?
Norse paganism.
What is Norse paganism?
Also the Rastafari movement. Religious traditions of the Germanic tribes living in Nordic countries before and during the Christianization of Northern Europe, Viking Age.
I have a question for you, sir. Something I was thinking about yesterday while I was watching the original Star Wars trilogy.
Okay.
I had never really noticed it before, but, and you have to pay attention to this because I don't know if you've ever noticed this before either, but in the original Star Wars trilogy, I don't know about the, you know, the prequel trilogy, because they're kind of awful, but, I don't remember if they ever mentioned this in the prequels, but in the original Star Wars trilogy, a lot of people refer to being a Jedi and the Force as an ancient religion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the generals in one scene, and I believe it's the original Star, New Hope, they say something, he says something like, to Darth Vader about, you still cling to that ancient religion. And anyway, it's referenced in the movies, the original trilogy, as a religion.
Uh-huh.
But what do we know about that as a religion? Like, the Jedi, I mean, it's the Force, and isn't it more about fighting and being able to fight than a religion? I don't... there's no, like, deities ever really referenced in the trilogy.
Hmm. Okay. The Jedi...
What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that. Let's see.
Instead of being on Wikipedia.
Okay, I'm doing research on dreadlocks. Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay.
Religion?
I don't want to say so much that it's a religion as much as it is. Jedi have midichlorians in them, which are...
What are midichlorians? I'm pretty sure most people won't know what you're talking about.
It was in the first one they mentioned it. Midichlorians. They are...
Jedi religion.
I think Jedi are... It's more of like a spiritual thing, I want to say. It's like being able to tap into this power that you have, which are provided by midichlorians, and being able to use that power and influence things around you. Let's see. Jedi.
We're looking at Wikipedia right now under something that says Jedi Census Phenomenon,
mm-hmm.
which is apparently says it's a grassroots movement that was initiated in 2001 for citizens of a number of English-speaking countries, mm-hmm. urging them to record their religion as Jedi or Jedi Knight after the quasi-religious order of Jedi Knights in the fictional Star Wars universe on the national consensus. So apparently this gave rise to a movement of actual, genuine Jediism,
mm-hmm.
and it's believed that the majority of self-reported Jedi claim the religion for their own amusement to poke fun at the government or to protest against the inclusion of the religion question on the census form. Jediism apparently is a postmodern religious movement on the philosophical and spiritual ideas of the Jedi as depicted in the Star Wars media. And apparently there actually is a Church of Jediism. 2008.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. In politics, in the drafting of the UK Racial and Religious Hatred Act, an amendment was proposed which specifically excluded Jedi Knights from any protection alongside Satanists,
Scientologists,
sexist, racist, and believers in animal or human sacrifice.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Thank you, England, for being so intolerant. Let's see here. March 7th, 2010, the International Church of Jediism was excluded in an act protecting organizations such as the Church of Scientology from discrimination. A Times report referring to the decision said beliefs had to be heartfelt.
So...
I'm pretty sure.
That's kind of fucked up. I mean, as far as politics and rights go, I mean, if I say I'm some kind of, like, I believe in a spiritual deity that flies in the sky and reigns...
The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah, I mean...
For Christ's sakes, I mean, is protected.
I could say that, like, I'm a linoleum floor worshiper. And I would have protection under whatever fucking kind of government there was in place. I mean, it's just the freedom of religion. I understand this is in the UK. This is happening, but I mean, in America, we do have that freedom.
Okay. You know? Sir, I have an interesting thing to bring up.
Okay.
I don't believe we've mentioned this in any of the other episodes of this. The first episode, we mentioned sex with couches, mm-hmm. and furniture fetish. Well, a friend of ours brought to our attention the fact that there's an episode of the show Nip Tuck,
uh-huh.
where a man, it's kind of ridiculous actually, a man, he's taking the place of one of the doctors who is about to die, or thinks he's about to die, and he's in the doctor's office alone, in his actual office with his desk and his couch and stuff, and he keeps looking at the couch, and then all of a sudden, Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night starts playing, and he positions the pillows, or the backrest cushions of the couch, in a manner so, basically he has sex with this couch. And then the other doctors walk in and catch him.
He's positioning the fucking cushions.
He positioned their long
in such a way that facilitates him to copulate with this piece of fine furniture.
It's ridiculous. And what's funny though is the thing that I want to talk about is that his excuse for why he was doing this is that he, I can't think of the proper term. Oh, okay. Objective sexuality. He has, he said, you know, it's my problem, and the reason why I'm like this is because I have an objective sexuality rather than heterosexuality or homosexuality or pansexuality.
What is pansexuality? Help me out.
Sex
with
everything.
Pulse or not?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or asexuality, but. Oh, sex man. With objects.
I apologize
not
to anybody's,
couches. Yeah. Sex with objects.
I apologize to anybody who's pansexual. I mean, I would really, if you are, email us. I would just really love to just sit down and have a conversation with you and find out more about it.
Or, you know, fly you out here and have you on the show.
Drink some coffee.
And discuss your pansexuality. That would be quite interesting.
I would just like to learn about it. That and objective sexuality. I mean, if you're into couches, if you're into, like, end tables, it's whatever. I just want to hear about it.
It's yeah, and also I was going to say the interesting thing is that it's not just couches. It, like we were talking about, it's actual just any object.
Hold on. So once. Like, what like a coffee mug? If you need a styrofoam cup, we'll do that for you.
Let me see here. A styrofoam cup.
I mean, if you're into coffee mugs, then it might.
Object sexuality mm-hmm. or objectum sexuality OS. Or objectophilia is a pronounced emotional and often romantic desire toward particular inanimate objects. Let me see if the Niptuck thing is on here. I don't think it is. Yeah, Richard Berge has a guest appearance on Niptuck, portraying a plastic surgeon with a strong sexual and emotional attraction to furniture, couches in particular, referring to himself as someone with object sexuality. Hmm. So, let's see here, what more on this. For some of these people with object sexuality, apparently it says sexual or even close emotional relationships with humans are incomprehensible.
Let's see. Ayarita Elkoff Berlina Mauer's marriage to the Berlin Wall and accounts of several German individuals.
Object sexual individuals also believe. Let's see. Object sexual individuals also often believe in animism, or the belief that objects have souls, intelligence, feelings, and are able to communicate. I remember, actually, in that episode of Niptuck, when I went and watched it. I don't normally watch that show, but in that episode, when he's leaving and being taken out, the doctor whose office it is, he's. Like, moving the couch, and he's being kind of rough about it, and the guy, the one who's going to replace him, or was going to replace him, actually gets really adamant about, he's like, you be careful with her, you treat her gently, and it's like, it's really strange, like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to sound insensitive or intolerant or anything, I mean, I wouldn't have, like, a public object sexual bashing or anything, but
you know what?
I just find it interesting.
Anybody who's listening, if you have some kind of
strange sexuality,
yeah, I mean, if you think it's kind of out there, send us an email, shoot us an email, and
I mean,
let's just talk about it.
You can send it anonymously if you want.
Yeah, just send it anonymously. We're not going to mention your name or anything on the show. We don't do that. I mean, unless you want it mentioned,
yeah,
just let us know. Send us an email, and talk about it on the next show.
Let's see here. Actually, let's see. In February 2008, Erica Eiffel, an object sexual living near San Francisco, California, found Objective Sexuality International an educational website and community for those identifying or studying the conditions to love objects. Apparently,
she's married to the
Eiffel Tower. She's married to the Eiffel Tower, got married to the Eiffel Tower in 07, and has been featured as a spokesperson in a variety of international circles, or articles, radio talk shows, and television programs about being married to the Eiffel Tower. I wonder what the laws are. Like, if this woman dies, do all her assets go to the Eiffel Tower?
It's just like a trunk of things sitting at the bottom where nobody can touch it.
Yeah, it's like in a glass box, says belongs to Eiffel.
Or if like they got divorced, would she get half of the tower?
Like, where did the Eiffel Tower, where'd half of it go? It's about to fall over. Someone just...
She just takes the top half.
Just the top half?
Yeah. Or the bottom half, I don't know.
It's like suddenly the Eiffel Tower got a lot shorter.
Yeah, we can't explain why.
So anyway, that we just I just found that to be interesting. But what else here? We have no emails actually today. No emails from anybody.
We got lots of them from
JCPenney and Domino's still. But you know,
nothing.
What good is that?
I don't know.
Let's see here. But oh, interesting topic. For those of you who don't know who Richard Dawkins is, let me see here if I can find the actual name of this. But Richard Dawkins, he's the author of such books as The Selfish Gene, The God Delusion, The Greatest Show on Earth. He did I believe it was on the BBC, and it's on YouTube. The Root of All Evil, that's what it's called. The Root of All Evil, and it's about, I believe it's this one, yeah, where he's basically discussing, and he mentions this in his book, The God Delusion, but he's discussing how it's wrong to portray children as... Or to, like, push your parent's religion on the child, which I happen to agree. For example, you know, children don't fully understand a lot of these things. They're too young to know, to be able to do independent research and have their own individual opinions and feelings about these things. So why push something that is enticing to children because it's very... folkloristic, but not necessarily true and not fair to the children to teach them this. Why teach them these things? I mean, he makes a great point in a few interviews and also in the book, I believe, he says that, like, you wouldn't, you know, people say, oh, that's a Christian child or a Catholic child. You wouldn't say, you know, this is a Marxist child or, like, this is an existentialist child. You wouldn't dream of saying that.
No.
What are your thoughts on this thing, like, as far as forcing religion on children?
I think it's immoral. It's immoral in, like, the highest...
I think it's amoral.
Immoral.
Yeah.
Amoral would mean that there's...
A lack of...
I mean, it's immoral anymoral. To do it. It's wrong. It's
okay.
Bad morals. I mean, I grew up a Baptist-type Christian. I always questioned it, though. I never really... I can't say, when I was little, yeah, I could believe it. But, I mean, when I grew up, I got, you know, 10, 11 years old. I was like, well, none of this really adds up to anything. I mean, I've never witnessed a miracle or... I mean, if it did occur, it could be explained by science and...
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I wouldn't... If I were to have children, I mean, I wouldn't push that on them. I wouldn't be like, well,
you're going to
church.
This.
We're going to church. You're going to read this. You're going to believe this. And if you do something wrong, there's a special place for you and just you. And it's fucking horrible. I mean, that's not right.
Yeah, like, okay. My upbringing, I guess you would call it, my childhood, even continuing on now some, but I was raised... Like, okay, my mother's family, which is, there's not a whole lot of her family left, there's only just a few people, so the majority of my family is my dad's side of the family. All of my dad's side of the family, they are all Catholic, like, devout, like, devout Catholics. Like, my grandmother thinks my soul is in peril Catholic. And, so I wasn't raised Catholic because my dad's, I guess you what most people would call non-denominational. My parents are non-denominational Christians. But from birth, I've been raised to be a Christian, or was raised to be a Christian. And I always had questions, but as, you know, religion tends to do to people, I was afraid to ask questions, because you don't ask questions about those things. It's just like an unspoken thing. You don't ask questions about it. Or, you know, that's what they raise you to think. But so eventually I got to about age 14, 15, 16, stopped wanting to go to church. Got to about I think I was about 16 or 17, and I read some books that and did some research, and I research everything, and I just couldn't quite, you know, a lot of things started seeming like they were empty, they didn't hold water. A lot of evidence against, you know, the Christian faith. There's a lot of lack of evidence for the Christian faith. And, shut up.
On a side note, let's talk about something funny, dude.
Like, okay, let's
do that. I'm just dying over here. I'm like, okay, gotcha. Religion. All right, they get it. We're not religious.
All right, all right, gotcha.
Life stories.
Question everything. New topic.
All right. Never believe what you're told, or what you read.
Or government. What you hear. People shouldn't be afraid of their governments. The government should be afraid of their people. V for Vendetta.
And always brush your teeth. Anyway.
New topic?
Texting. Okay, I get a text. Are you coming? Hey, bro, are you coming? Something along that lines. C-U-M-M-I-N. I got a gay vibe. I was like, what? First thing that popped into my head was bro rape.
Bro rape.
Hey, bro, you want to play some GameCube? What?
If you guys don't know what he's talking about, YouTube search for bro rape.
Bro rape.
Anyway.
Okay. And I'm like, look, I'm not... I text, like I talk, like I spell. I mean, it's not like...
Yeah,
like letters and symbols, and I'm not throwing, like, parentheses and shit in there unless there's a more information that I want to reveal about a previous statement.
Yeah.
I put it in parentheses, but it's not worth a whole sentence.
You're a texting grammar Nazi, as am I.
Exactly.
It's proper grammar.
If you offend me with your grammar, I'm not going to... do anything bad to you.
You're going
to
put you in a concentration camp.
No. 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 No.
But on that topic, what would you like to discuss about that?
Dude, I mean, it's just like, when people text you the word coming with two M's and one N.
C-U-M-M-I-N.
Exactly. I'm like...
Are you coming?
That's kind of a personal question. But no, I'm driving.
Not at the moment.
No, I'm watching TV. It's the Colbert Report. Should I be?
Free plug to Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. I expect a check in the mail from Mr. Colbert. Anyway.
Little Steve Colbert.
Colbert.
So, on a new topic, very soon, just a quick mention here. We mentioned in a previous podcast, I think it was like the second episode of season one, I believe, We mentioned a local radio personality named Jay Matthews.
Jay Matthews.
I believe Chris did his impersonation of basically Jay Matthews, the guy that we talked about that said that whenever he speaks on the radio,
he
sounds like, "Hey, this is Jay Matthews for Hot 102.7." You know, but he actually talks like that in real life. Well. He will actually be joining us, I believe we're recording it tomorrow, for the next episode of Something Ridiculous This Way Comes.
I'm excited. I mean, when I get around the guy, I'm a little quiet, because I don't know how to read him. Like, Steven and him are pretty tight.
He's a very interesting individual.
I just want to ask him questions. I want to pick his brain.
That's the best thing. You guys, seriously, this next podcast is probably going to be one of the most interesting ones that we've had, because this guy, he has... so many stories to tell, so many interesting perspectives on things. And he's a funny motherfucker. He really is a funny guy.
All right, enough hype.
So that's the hype.
They'll see it.
Now we're on to the next topic.
What you'll see is a picture of Steve and I
Picture of me what?
Coming.
Ah, picture of me coming, yeah.
Coming.
I'm pretty sure my girlfriend would be a little pissed about that.
Hey, bro, are you coming?
Hey, bro, want to play some GameCube? I'm just here to play some GameCube.
I don't wear any pants when I play GameCube.
And I have this bag full of big black dildos.
Yeah, I have a big jar of big black dildos. This month's January, right?
This is indeed January. It is currently January the 18th, I believe. Yeah.
2011. All right. All the people that got married on January 11th, 2011. Your grandchildren are going to think you're douchebags.
Okay, so I actually do have a legitimate topic for us to discuss. Okay. I don't know if you've heard about this, and I don't really...
Let me stop you. Is it about large water-dwelling animals?
No.
Land-dwelling animals?
No.
Carburetors?
No.
Then go.
Okay. I don't know. I don't really give a fuck personally about this, but I think it'll be a funny topic to discuss.
All right, lay it on me.
Apparently, there's new... what's your sign? Like, the constellation?
Oh.
They changed them for this year.
Oh, they added a new one named, like, Ephesius or some shit. And I'm like...
Like, I don't understand. What? I don't even know anything about this. All I know is they have new ones.
Okay, so apparently there's a 13th zodiac sign. It's always been around, but it's like that little bastard child that never got any kind of mention.
Yeah.
Because it was hidden from view from the, because of the big sun. I think it's fucking hilarious. Like, first of all, I don't really give a fuck about
the zodiac?
Astrology. Yeah, astrology. It's just a huge pile of horseshit.
It basically is. It's pseudoscience.
It's pseudoscience. I mean, it's possibly even non-science.
Basically.
And I think the funniest fucking part is that...
People actually believe in it?
All these people have zodiac tattoos. And now they're all fucked up. It is just fucking hilarious.
Okay, so there's only 12 on this list that we're looking at here. Here, right, hold on. Let's actually Google this.
The new one.
It'll be more current if we just say new zodiac sign 2011.
Uh-huh. It's called
2011 yearly horoscope. I really hate that I'm having to open one of these on my fucking computer, but
Ephesius is the 13th zodiac sign. Everything got fucked up. I'm a Gemini now. I was a Cancer, and still I don't give a fuck.
It still doesn't matter.
I am who I am. Nothing can change that.
Okay, let me read a little bit of this for a second. Shocking news announced by the Minnesota Planetarium Society introduces our new planetary constellation, Ophiuchus, which has Sagittarians and Capricorns scattering to learn about their new place in the charts and their new sign. It's a large constellation that is located on the celestial equator, represented as a man that is grasping a snake, which is divided into two parts that is represented by the constellation Serpens. For those born between November 30th and December 17th, they are finding a bit more about their personalities according to the stars. Anyway, so...
Teach us about myself, these great balls of fire in the sky. That is fucking self-serving, dude.
It's absolutely ridiculous. The funniest part to me is that people actually believe in the shit.
Yeah, I mean, people buy
my ex.
Well, I mean, like, people buy this shit.
They
like,
really
you know
do.
What? I could come up with this new fucking thing. Like, look, why don't we, like, take all this rice and then throw it on the counter, and I'm going to tell you what you're like because of it, because of your rice throw. You know what that is? That's fucking witchcraft.
It's bullshit.
Okay, that is, you are a bullshit artist if you make money off that. You can go anywhere in any big city and have your fortune told, and it's all bullshit. You are $40 poorer and not a cent richer.
Medically. Okay,
it is
on that same topic of bullshit.
Hockey.
On that same topic of bullshit, you weren't with us. You weren't with us, but me and a couple of friends of mine went to my friend Caleb, not A, Caleb K.
Caleb, uh-huh.
Yep. And Mr. Evan.
Yeah.
Were in the mall.
Oh.
And they had one of these kiosks.
Yeah.
And they were selling bracelets.
Uh-huh.
These weird looking little bracelets.
Oh, this power bracelet?
That's fucking, I don't know if that's what it is, mm-hmm. but these fucking bracelets that are supposed to have a certain kind of, like, balance of electrons and shit like that, that make you have better balance. So this woman was like, hey, do you want to try on these bracelets? Or whatever. No, they're supposed to do this and this and this. And we're like, yeah, fucking whatever, but we did it. Like, we did it for the hell of it. Like, it was like, Caleb, all right, stand here without the bracelet. Stand still. I'm going to try to push you over.
No. Okay.
No, hold on. Let me finish this little part.
You finish your story, and I'm going to finish what we should do next time we go to the mall.
Okay. It's really short.
All right.
He stood there, and I ran into him, like, not hard, just hard enough to make him, like, stumble a little bit and fall, not fall on the ground, but lose his balance. So he falls over a little bit. And then she's like, okay, now try the same thing with the bracelet on. So she puts the bracelet on, and I did the same thing. And he actually didn't quite fall over as much. Like, he was a little more sturdy. But still, to me, it's like, I think it's all psychological. I think that's horse shit.
Okay.
Tell me your thing, though.
What we should do, we should go to the same kiosk, and you should bring me, like, I think I've converted somebody to your power bracelet mysticism. Right? Okay, it's like, cool, I want to try these bracelets out because I'm really, really clumsy. Put on the bracelet, fall down, like, throw up. Here's the fun part. I have a blood packet in my mouth. Burst it. Throw up blood all over this bitch's kiosk.
That's kind of brilliant, actually. We should really do that.
I just, like, fall down and, like, not be able to get up.
And then start, like, speaking languages you don't know. I need an old priest and a young priest. The power of Christ compels you.
Our powers combined. I don't know.
That's ridiculous. We should do that.
Captain Christ. Captain Christ.
Have you ever seen the original version of The Omen?
No, I don't watch movies. I'm a film minor and I don't watch
You're
movies.
A film minor?
Yeah.
I thought you were, like, all into, like, totally just all doing...
Right. Yeah, I'll take that back.
Aquatic stuff.
I want to do... I mean, honestly, if I can do this, get a doctorate in marine science or oceanography, have a bachelor's in film. I want to shoot documentaries and really just show people what the fuck is going on with the oceans.
He wants to be the next Jacques Cousteau.
I want to be me, motherfucker. Jacques Cousteau is dead. He was an amazing man. Invented the aqualung. Made it possible for me to do what I love to do. Kudos to the man, but he's dead now. And I don't want to be dead.
True.
All right.
So I have a... We're going to turn this into a fun, funny, bullshit kind of thing here.
Mm-hmm.
If you could have fucked any person from history, who would it be?
The first person that comes to mind is Marie Curie.
When she, really?
Yeah, when she orgasms, she lights up. Literally. Her eyes light up a little bit. It's probably from all the extremely high doses of radium. What about you? First person.
Marilyn Monroe. Tell me why. Tell you why?
Why?
Because she was, like, the fucking... the shit back in the day. Like, she was, like, the... Like, who's somebody that people just flip their fucking lids for, like right now? Like, guys think they're, like, the hottest person. Like super famous and super sexy. Like, Jessica Alba or something. She was, like, that, but of her time, and she wasn't this... I mean, she was slutty, don't get me wrong, but she also did it in this classical, classy kind of way. Like, she wasn't, like, wearing fishnet stockings and, like, a herpes all over her face.
She wasn't, like, riding her bike and her vagina fell out. Like, yeah. Like, it got caught in the chain or something.
Yeah, like, she would wear, like, that white dress and had it, like holding the dress down while, like, it blows up, the vent is blowing up the dress. Like, she was sexy in a classical kind of way.
Don't get me wrong. I think Marilyn is a very attractive woman. But I think, like, everybody would pick Marilyn. Everyone would... And, like, if you had all these time travelers having sex with people from the past, Marilyn would be worn the fuck out.
Okay, question. Yeah. Well, yeah. Similar question, but not quite the same. Okay. Not about sex. Let's see here. If you could go back in time and have... Or if you could go back in time and, like, inventors. Think inventors, like people who either invented something great or did something really great. Mm-hmm. And steal that. And, like, you could have gone back and done it yourself so you can take the credit for it. Like, what idea or what thing would you have gone back and done or invented? And it doesn't have to be anything great, by the way.
I would say the Tesla coil. But, I mean, Nikola Tesla was so far ahead of his time at his time that, I mean, if I went back like, even farther and did it, I would just be like called a witch and they would burn me at the stake.
Probably.
Along with my invention. I would probably say either the camera or the machine gun.
Good, yeah.
Or canned foods.
Did he invent canned goods?
No, I don't know who invented canned goods.
But I would be rich, bitch!
If I could go back in time and do anything that, you know, like, for that anyone... Or, let's see. I would probably have gone back to, like, Roman times.
Yeah.
And, one, got rid of all the lead cups. And, two, I would have done something that would have... that would have prevented the downfall of the Roman Empire.
Ooh, downfall of the Roman Empire is complicated.
It is very complicated.
Extremely complicated.
But I want to mention something on that topic now that I've thought about it. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen Capitalism, A Love Story, have you? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a very interesting point made at the beginning of that documentary that I've never thought about before. Mm-hmm. He's talking about how similar modern day American society, the American Empire, if you would, is similar to the Roman Empire right before the fall of the Roman Empire. Mm-hmm. As in, I don't remember all the points he made, but like, as far as money, the way money and the way that housing and things work is very similar. The way that our entertainment is very similar. Like, in the Roman Empire, right before the fall of the Roman Empire, they would have basically death matches. Like, put two dudes in the middle of a coliseum and have them fight to the death for entertainment. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, in the documentary, it goes from that, and it shows clips of, like, UFC. Like, people just beating the fuck out of each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, there's, like, a lot of similarities. Like, I'd have to find that clip and show you, and we don't have the time for that right now, but... I don't know, there's like a lot of similarities that I've noticed from that and just other independent research I've done that, and like, the similarities between modern America and pre-fall of the Roman Empire, Rome, have a lot of things in common.
I think it'd be bad if we had a lot of things in common with like
Indonesia?
No, like, like post-fall Roman Empire.
Yeah, that would kind
of
suck.
Like, bands of Vikings roaming the countryside, making you pay tolls to cross bridges and shit. That would be horrible. And I'm glad that I can just jump in my car and get from point A to point B without any.
Well, we do have toll bridges or toll booths and stuff, like turnpikes.
Are they Viking toll booths?
No.
Then we're good.
That'd be pretty menacing, though.
Then we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably the next step is pay-per-view death matches. Think about how much money you could make off of it.
And how many people would actually do it?
Yeah.
I mean, criminals. People are fucking stupid.
You take men on death row and you're like, look, if you win,
you we'll get give to live. You
freedom.
Yeah.
And of course, you lie to them and they die anyway, but, you know, I mean, that just gets covered up in the paper trail. I mean, there's. Basically. You just cover it with so many paper trails and red tape that's not even worth going through.
But that would be cool as fuck, though. I mean, it would be.
It would be horrible as fuck. Are you fucking kidding?
No, that's, I'm saying.
I mean, like, in a. They would have, like, three it and they'd get shut down.
It would be truly awful, but yeah. What I'm saying is, it would be interesting to watch one of those. Like, just absolute knockdown, drag-out fight to the death.
Should go down to Third Street.
Third Street?
Here? Just wherever.
What the fuck?
Dude, you don't think homeless people fight all the time for that shit?
Yeah, true. Yeah. Bum fights. Man. Oh, God.
Society is just, like, falling apart around us. It's 2012.
If you could move to any country in the world, where would you move?
Switzerland.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Where would you move?
France.
If you do that.
I'd move to France.
We'd still have to hang out, I'm telling you.
Fuck yeah, we would.
Dude. I think Switzerland's a pretty great place.
Switzerland is pretty great. I know not quite as much about Switzerland as I do about France, but I just like the way things work in France, like the government, how they run their lives, their work. Like, I don't know, it's just very, very relaxed. Like, the government in France takes care of their people a lot better than the government here does.
Yeah. We have a lot more people to take care of, though.
True.
A lot.
And a lot more.
A lot of people.
People that probably don't deserve to.
Not just our citizens, but, I mean, it's other countries. We're peacekeeping.
We police the world.
Precisely. And a lot of other countries.
Why? I don't know.
About that. You know, it's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I honestly love Switzerland. It's very, it sounds stereotypical, it's very precise. You know, you show up to work on time, you work, get off on time, dress a certain way at work, get off.
They're neutral.
They're fucking completely neutral, and everyone is required to own a weapon. And
that's
accurate as shit at 1,000 yards of that weapon.
That's really interesting.
That's the best part to me. I'm like, look, I get this, I don't know if it's free or not, but you tell me I get this rifle. I get all this match-grade ammunition, and I get to shoot it once a week. Fuck yeah. I can carry my gun in a grocery store? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but see...
And it's not dark half the year like Norway. Norway is my second choice. Sweden is my third choice. You know, Iceland is my fourth choice. I like Iceland because they have fucking reindeer. You don't have fucking reindeer here. You can drink reindeer milk for all you fucking... You put reindeer milk on your fucking Cheerios. All right? You do that. I want to do that one day. All right? Just wake up. The sun has been out for like 3 months now, and I'm starting to get a little fucking like cabin fever from the fucking sun being out all the time. But you know what? I go outside, milk a reindeer, put that shit on my fucking
Cheerios
or whatever the fuck they have in Iceland.
Interesting point, though, that I'd like to discuss. All
right, I want to look at one thing. What are they called Cheerios in Iceland?
I'm not sure, but
all right.
What language do they speak? Finnish?
Icelandic.
Okay, so, anyway. As far as America goes, me being an American citizen, living in America, I'm very, very pro-gun control. But, that's given the state of things in America.
How about this? The most popular cereal in Iceland is Cheerios.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
How about that?
Anyway.
And they're just called Cheerios.
That's given the state of things in America.
And I love Cheerios.
If I lived in a country like, you know, Switzerland, I wouldn't be pro-gun control because they have the right idea, but they also have the right mentality. The people that live there have the right mentality about the guns. You see what I mean?
Yeah, because they, I mean, understand.
Like, if you did that shit in America, people would be dying left and right, but it's not because of, you know, gun control or whatever. It's because of the way the people here are.
It's like,
the way we think, and the way we live our lives.
Here's the thing about Switzerland. Look, if you were to kind of give every country an item to symbolize it, the Swiss would have a watch.
Yeah.
A pocket watch. You sit there. Throughout every war in recent history, they just sit and watch and they wait. And they just stay there.
The fuck is that?
That's an Icelandic baby playing with Cheerios. And on the back it says, Ordagnis Cheerios. they're called Cheerios in Iceland. Alright.
Okay.
They're a huge thing in Iceland. It's this Swiss watch that just ticks, and it waits very precisely. It just waits. And the thing is, if you were to ever try to invade Switzerland for any god-awful reason, it's not, you know...
Yeah?
You're marching your men into a mountain range full of snipers.
Basically, yeah.
The hills are full of snipers. There are 1,000 soldiers out there that you cannot see.
But they're peaceful.
Exactly.
They're peaceful people.
Yeah, I mean, they're neutral people. We're not necessarily peaceful. We just don't care either way.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the thing. Enough, like, my second country of choice that I would move to.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about order, but I would love to move to Canada. I plan to move to Canada.
Hey.
But I'm saying, the thing about Canada is, they don't have gun control. They have, everyone in Canada has guns. Like, they're not required to, but a lot of fucking people in Canada have guns. And, yeah. A lot of people in Canada have guns, and they leave their doors unlocked.
Shit, I would too if I had a...
They leave their doors unlocked.
20mm.
Like, even when they're not home, though, they leave their doors unlocked. Because
they have shotgun traps.
They're like a peaceful people.
A shotgun swings down and blows you in half.
Because they're all watching hockey games, drinking beer, eating donuts, and smoking weed. Because marijuana's legal there.
And not knowing how to drive.
And what do you mean?
They're fucking horrible drivers, dude. That's what I've heard.
Did not know that.
Yeah, like people, they'll come down to New York and just be like driving in the wrong lane of traffic, not giving a fuck. It's like, whatever, man. It's like they got their fucking licenses literally out of a box of Cracker Jacks.
Well, we just reached the 1 hour mark, so I'm going to finish this cigarette here, and when the cigarette is finished, we're going to end this podcast.
Okay.
So, anyway, Canada, I do plan to move to Canada. I think it'd be interesting to live in Newfoundland. Just, not for, like, forever, just, like, just to live there for a little while.
3 hours. Like, okay, it's cold, and it's white, and there are moose.
Okay.
Mooses.
Moose. Listen, that always bothers me. As a grammar Nazi...
Okay, what is the plural of moose?
The plural of moose is moose.
Mises.
But it should be meese. Why is the plural of goose geese, and the plural of moose is not meese? That doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Okay.
What? Why is it okay for one? That's a grammatical double standard.
I have a hunch. Not a theory, but just a hypothesis. All right. We call a flock of goose a flock of geese.
Jesus Christ.
Because it's please geese. What's it rhyme with? Niece.
What?
Cheese.
Cheese?
Cheese.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm getting to the point here. Alright. This is going to make sense because it doesn't make sense.
Okay.
If I see two moose, I don't say there are two meese. Because it sounds like mice.
It does kind of sound like mice. A little bit.
What do we call two gooses geese?
It doesn't make sense, but it makes sense. And I've thought about that, but...
Just, I mean, it's like Asian... It's like Asian knowledge. It makes sense because it doesn't make sense.
Okay, quick thing. While I'm finishing the cigarette, we should have a quick game of either or, if you'll see what I mean.
All right.
Well.
You go first. We'll just get right into it.
Okay. Because I don't know if you know what I mean, but you will after I say this.
All right.
I think it's actually referred to as would you rather, but.
I love would you rather.
Would you rather, fuck, would you rather fuck Michael Moore, or Jennifer Garner, but she's been dead for a week.
How drunk am I?
It doesn't matter. As drunk as you want to be or not drunk as you want to be. You can have two answers. Like, if I was sober, then this. If I was really fucking drunk, then this.
One's Michael Moore and the other is a week old corpse.
Correct.
Could he? Oh, okay, I'm going to say Michael Moore. Only if he slips me enough rupees to knock out the whole Chinese army. Okay?
If he what?
If he gives me enough rupees to knock out the whole fucking Chinese army, okay? I want to be dead.
Well, okay.
Okay. That's horrible.
Then, okay, we're going to start doing this with just sober.
Okay. Would you rather be nuzzled to death by baby horses?
Yeah. Or?
Or. Be kneaded to death by kittens.
I already answered this one. I would rather be kneaded to death by baby kittens. Or by kittens. Sorry, that's a little redundant. Okay,
this is like 50 kittens.
And yeah.
It's like, meow! I mean, this lasts like for days, man. This is not a quick, painless death. No. This lasts years, maybe.
Yeah, but horses? I would much rather be killed by kittens than horses.
They follow you, man. They just appear. It's like you're at work, taking a call. And next thing you know, there's like these cats crawling up your pants.
No, I probably wouldn't still go to work. I'd probably just lay back and enjoy it and die slowly.
Those horses would get mean, man. You ever think about that? Like driving to work, like going kind of slow, like chasing after you, like.
Or just like poking their head into your window. Okay, All right. Zane.
Okay.
Would you rather... would you rather have your... would you rather have your all of your music and every piece of technology that you have taken away from you for a year, or would you rather be sodomized by the entire Bush family, like George Bush, George Bush Senior, you know, his brother Dubert or whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck his brother's name was.
Man. I have a very good answer to this.
Okay.
I'd rather go without my music for a year.
Really?
Yeah. Because...
No, well, yeah, you could have a guitar, I guess.
No, I couldn't. It's just nothing.
I said all electronics gone.
Okay, laptop, everything. Because when I got it back after a year...
You wouldn't have a gaping, like, really fucked up asshole.
Yeah, I would, one, appreciate it more. Two... I would have gone a whole year without technology. Think about that. That's a lot of soul searching, man. That's a lot of time to yourself where you have time to accomplish things. Two,
see,
if I were to keep all my technology and my music and be butt raped by an entire family, when I listen to my technology or I listen to my music or use my technology, I'll be reminded of that constantly, man.
Why?
And then I wouldn't want to listen to that, and that's a lose-lose situation.
Okay. But I'm okay. Gotcha. Well,
I'm listening to, like,
give
know,
me
I'm
your
watching,
would you
like,
rather
memoirs of a geisha and crying not because the movie is sad, but because my asshole hurts. Anyway, okay. Would you rather play chess with a supercomputer until you beat it once? Two.
Which would be an average of how long, probably?
Probably about 6.5 years.
Okay.
Or how good you are at chess.
Or.
Be raped by a puma once.
Probably the puma, because that's once and it's done.
Pumas get what they want. I don't know if you know that, but when a puma rapes you, it just doesn't stop right then. It takes you back to its cave, makes you its love slave.
Then the supercomputer thing. Okay. I don't know. I have not. That's a really difficult question.
I could picture this, right? Like 30-year high school reunion. Steve's there. Covered in claw marks. You know, he's got, like, he's missing, like, a chunk of his ear. And he's like, I'm like, man, what the fuck happened to you? I was a puma's love slave.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. One more. And my cigarette's almost out.
I gotta pee really bad.
Good to know. would you rather, let's see. Would you rather... Okay, who do you find to be the most attractive woman?
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey?
Tina Fey.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have sex with Tina Fey and get AIDS? Or would you rather have sex with, let's see here. Have sex with Tina Fey and get AIDS. Or have 3-day-long sex with a couch and have your dick just chafe like a motherfucker for, like, a few weeks and, like, just horrible chafing.
I'm assuming this is some kind of corduroy couch.
yeah, probably. Or, like, a leather couch.
I can't imagine the rubbing. Anyway.
Like, doesn't matter how many times you come, how flaccid you get, you just gotta keep fucking pounding it in there.
3 days.
The 3 days?
Let's see.
Or
you've given
Tina Fey and AIDS.
You've given me an interesting proposition. Okay. If I fuck the couch for 3 days, what do I get? A chafed dick. I can fix that with some lotion. Right? But what have I gained? A couch full of holes. Alright, and maybe and probably a loss of feeling in my member, which you don't get back. You beat it too much and you just don't feel it anymore, man.
Mm-hmm.
So that's real talk. Or sleep with Tina Fey, who I find very attractive. Contract AIDS. Talk Tina Fey into marrying me and having lots of AIDS sex until we wither away. But the thing is, I've got AIDS, but I'm married to Tina Fey. And I have sex with Tina Fey all the time, bitch. And
but
we're going to die shitting our guts out on the toilet. But okay?
Yeah.
We shared that. I'm probably going to go to the couch, dude. Fuck that. I don't want AIDS. Shit. All
right. Cigarettes done. Crazy, ridiculous talk about AIDS. Would you rather an AIDS is done. And also this episode is done, so...
All right, you guys, peace out. We'll see you. Send us your emails about the interesting sexuality. We really want to hear about it because, I mean, it's just interesting.
Yeah, it's supremely interesting.
Yeah, we might have some stories to share with you that you might find interesting.
Or just send us your thoughts of anything that we've discussed or anything you would like us to discuss, and send all of this to allIwantIsBangBangBang@gmail.com.
All I want is bangbangbang@gmail.com.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode with
Jay Matthews.
Mr. Jay Matthews be joining us. So All right. Look forward to that, and thank you guys for listening.
All right, peace out.